Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
Okay, so Brandon, we're going to talk about spirituality today. Tell me, what does that mean when I say, are you a spiritual person? What does that mean to you? Or if I were to say, are you religious? Tell me, is there a difference?
Yeah.
And if so, what is that difference to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, and I'll try to speak to my generation as well.
Okay.
And just the taste in my mouth that I get besides coffee, because I was wondering. But when you say spirituality versus religion.
Right.
Very different taste in my mouth. So when you say spirituality, it's more safe, I would say, rather than religion. When you say, are you religious? You'll get lots of people who just say, I'm not a religious person, but...
But I believe in a higher power.
Right. I believe in some sort of spirituality sort of thing. I don't know what yet. And maybe there's something at the end of life.
A grand design someplace.
Totally,
or,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who's right. Maybe all religions are equal, but I'm not religious, right?
Right.
I had a cousin growing up, and she always said that, I'm religious. I religiously brush my teeth every day.
Oh, right. See, anyway, it's almost like that word can be interchanged with so many other things. Like when, just like that, right? When I think religious, I think something spiritual, something about faith or something about church.
Yeah.
But religious is actually more than that. It's almost like an OCD type of
rule-based. Right? Where it's like if you're religious, it means you're following a set of rules and doing a different type of lifestyle.
Right?
It's a lifestyle choice rather than directly connected to spirituality even. You don't have to be spiritual to be religious in any way. Although I think a lot of people in my generation would say they're spiritual in some way. Or believe in some sort of spirituality. But the outplay of that is, it varies so much from person to person, because there's a big gap in the generation here that's said they've been really turned off by the church, soured by the church, hurt by the church in many different ways. And I mean, you see the news, right? You see how the Catholic Church has happened, what's happened there in the past several years, the exposure there, how people are feeling about the Pope even lately. That's part of the church as well, in religiosity and how that's turned off my generation from the church and religiosity versus spirituality. Because I think there's been a big enough gap now where there's been people turned off by the church that they're coming back to like, no, but there's still a spiritual part of me that I need to do something with. I don't know what, but I recognize it. There's at least a recognition there and probably a bit of exploration of what that looks like.
You know, I just, as you're talking, I'm like, what if you were to ask somebody who says they're spiritual but not religious, ask them if they have a soul. Do you believe you have a soul? Do you have a spirit? I'm just curious.
Right.
Like, I'm not wanting to engage in any kind of conflict argumentative decision. I'm just curious, like when you say you're spiritual, does that mean you have a spirit? Do you believe that? Because then where does that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Are you born with that?
Right.
So how would you answer that? If I were to say to you, okay, so you're not religious, but you're spiritual. So does that mean you have a soul? What happens then?
Yeah.
With that?
Yeah, I think for a bunch of my generation, they'd be like, yeah, I think I do have a soul. Like there's a spiritual side and I need to take care of that, you know, whether it be with meditation, relaxation, more of that type of stuff. And even, I don't know, some people probably believe, I think there's quite a bit that believe like exercise is a spiritual thing. I don't think you have to be a religious person, a Christian person or anything to believe that. Today, it's probably more common just to connect those two things together, that I take care of my body because I'm spiritual as well.
That's right. I only want to put good stuff in my body. I only want to do clean living.
Yeah.
So I eat clean.
I think a lot of people have just been tired of the fighting between religions.
Hmm.
And that's where the turnoff has come as well of, the church, if the Christian church hasn't treated things well in North American culture, you know, the battle against like even Islamophobia, right? So a lot of people even think, okay, Islam means war,
right?
Or terrorism, which, you know,
is wrong thinking.
Absolutely. And they can't seem to separate that in their minds, right. Which becomes very damaging, turned off because religions are constantly seemingly at war with one another. Sometimes in history, it was real war where people were fighting
of course,
in the name of religion, right?
Right.
Today, it's probably more mixed with politics, right?
Yeah.
Political and religious, when they combine, and sometimes in some ways,
state.
It ends up being a war of. And so, but nobody knows the clear lines of what is being talked religiously versus politically. And so a bunch of my generation is just kind of done with that mess.
Yeah.
Which is why they like spirituality and knowing they have a spirit and I need to take care of that side of myself versus religion. I don't think even the church has been faithful enough to take care of the spiritual side of people in our culture enough outside of just having a face of religion. Religion hasn't done justice to take care of people's souls. I think that's where the damages come in.
And I think for my generation, and of course, when we say our generations, when we're talking about, it's a generalization because there's always different.
Absolutely.
Right. So we want to make that really clear. But generally speaking, I think for my demographic or my generation, religion was always associated with the church.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were a religious person. So you had, a schedule and you kept to it and you were disciplined and all that stuff. It was just always about the church.
Right. That's what it was. Religion was
the church.
Church.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we went to church morning and night on Sundays. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody else who was a little bit younger than myself and then somebody who was 20 years older than myself. Mm. And we talked about how Sunday night we would go to church when we were younger and we'd have to turn the TV off because Walt Disney came on at 6 o'clock, but we had to be at church for 7. So we always missed the end of Walt Disney.
Yeah.
We never knew how, if the squirrels, if Chip and Dale got their acorns at the end of the program or not, or Mickey Mouse and whoever else he was.
I'll tell you, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
Chip and Dale did that?
They did that. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
When was the first time, can you remember, when you maybe got asked if you were religious for the first time?
Oh, I don't remember that, actually, but it would have been at least probably 20 or 30 years ago.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.